This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio. Tell me what you think of it.
Asia Wire hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio, our daily show. Jeanette and Jay John.
Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah.
It feels weird.
Why?
I usually introduce.
Yeah, but you were stalling, so I just went
with
it.
Wasn't even stalling. You were just smiling at me and then you spoke.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird because, like, we're here doing Asian Pop Radio and in the other studio is the Village people.
I know, that's all we've been talking about for the past 15 minutes.
Yeah, so for
those... Do you think they got my text? Should I read out all my texts?
Yeah, you should. You should. Actually, do you know what we might do? We might try and find it and slot it into the show later. We'll slot it into the guys on Joy talking about your text.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. Just to make it easier for Juby.
Please mention my text. We promise it's going to be on our show.
My dad will be listening and he doesn't want you to stop the music. I reckon half the people listening right now, those three people, they have probably no idea who the Village people are. So you got to Google it. You'll know.
It's fun to stay at the... Wow.
Yep. Should we talk about what's happening on our show
today? Yes. What are we talking about?
Would you like to share the songs that are coming up?
No, I can't share them.
Oh, okay.
Because your computer's too far away. So far.
You can go yank it. Go yank
One
the
second,
screen.
Please.
What?
That wasn't as creaky as I thought.
Nah. It's all right.
Agnes Mo. Agnes?
Yeah. Agnes Mo. Agnes Monica. Robert's written Agnes Mo.
Yes.
Kind of gone halfway between her real name and her nickname because it's Agnes Monica.
Yeah.
Also known as Agmo. So he's kind of just gone halfway.
I feel that. But like the N and the Z.
Because I think he's trying to keep everyone happy because that's what we do on Asian Pop Radio.
Thanks, Rob.
We try to keep everyone happy.
Right, Paul?
Are you Paul?
Are you Paul?
Yes, I am.
What's there to be happy about in your life, Paul? What's going on that's making you happy?
Something to be happy.
Give me your three top things that make Paul happy.
Papaya
salad.
Money.
Wow, straight to the point. Straight to the point. Yes. I love it.
Jeanette, I don't know if you heard, but Jeanette said papaya salad. But I think papaya salad's something to be 100%, happy about.
100%. If someone gave you papaya salad, you wouldn't be like, oh, nah, I'm all right. You'd be like, yeah, sure, okay. If it's for free, of course you're just going to swipe it into your bag and save it for later.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
Did you hear that in Thailand, the government have decided that they're going to try and start banning street food?
That's an abomination.
That's what I heard. You are our Thai pop specialist. I know you're not our Thai pop
correspondent.
Our Thai street food correspondent.
Well, I haven't heard of it before.
Because that's what people go to Thailand for, amongst other things, right?
Yeah, that's right. Thailand is like the country of like selling street food.
I know.
You can buy your food anywhere.
I know, Paul. So I was a little bit disappointed to hear that. What's your favorite thing to eat on the street in Thailand? Like if you're in the streets of Bangkok, what would you be going for?
I would go for papaya salad.
See, told you. Loki sounded that's racist like at one point, but I knew papaya salad won his heart.
Paul, would you wash it down with a Thai milk tea?
Coconut juice.
Yes, of course, Thai milk tea sounds good.
You know what? Jeanette and I know what we need to cook for you next time you're in Melbourne.
It's not really cooking. It's more like shredding.
It's not cooking at all, is it?
Add most of the vinegar on top.
Now, Paul, we could talk about Thai food all day, but you're here to talk Thai pop.
That's right.
What's happening in Thai pop news this week?
Okay, so this week I'm going to show you guys a song that was released about 20 years ago, the original version.
Wow. That might be the oldest song we've ever played on Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah, that's right. It was like a long time ago, yeah. But the original of this song was released 20 years ago, but what I'm going to show you now is a new version, sing by a new band, and this band is called Paradox. Paradox is a Thai rock band, which is quite popular recently, and the name of the song is Thirtirak, which translates to You Are My Love. The song talk about a guy who talk about his love, like he loved her so much he can do anything for her, like even, you know, just die for her. It's like a true love story. Yeah.
Paul, do you think you'd ever die for someone for love?
No, thanks.
Yes, of course. I think I would.
You
would? I would die for my love.
Do you, do you mean if it was between you or the person that you love, you'd let them live?
Yeah, that's right. Like, if I see her like dying for love, I think it would be more painful, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so you, it's, yeah. It sounds completely selfish then.
Yeah, okay.
Jeanette, if it was you or me...
What's the question?
Would you die for me, Jeanette?
Let's go to Paul's tie track of the week.
Okay.
Thanks, Paul. Do you wanna say it again? Say it one more time.
Yeah, okay. I hope you guys enjoy T-Rat by Paradox on Asian Pop Radio.
Back to your papaya salad, Paul.
Okay.
See ya. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.